Alora. A housing development proposal along Wellington Road 7 would see a strip of land transformed into a residential community, with the potential for an 8-story apartment building, should zoning and official plan amendments be approved. Alora 7up Inc. is proposing a large development of up to 273 townhouse units with the option for an apartment on lands municipally known as 350 Wellington Road 7 in Alora, across from the cemetery. The current proposal consists of 34 blocks of 3-story townhomes, a mix of traditional, back-to-back, and live work units, with a park block and parquette. The urban design brief noted downtown Alora's Dalby House as architectural inspiration for the development. Each unit is intended to have its own garage and driveway for parking, along with a 56-space visitor parking lot and 12 visitor bicycle parking spaces in a shared amenity space. Part of the zoning and official plan amendments would pave the way for the option of an 8-story apartment building to replace a few of the townhouse blocks and parquette. Lynn Strawn, a community engagement consultant from Junction Group working on the project, explained in a phone interview the apartment is not set in stone, but the developer is seeking flexible zoning to allow for it if market conditions make it feasible. We're trying to look at different options, because we know that there is a need for attainable and rental housing in Alora, Strawn said. Current zoning would permit 5 stories in that part of the township, but the proposal's urban design brief stated additional stories simply ensures that any proposed development can optimize attainable housing options on the site. Strawn said the development will have a range of prices, but there is a goal for attainable units, and developers are also exploring options for rentals, if feasible. One way Strawn said the developers are looking to do this is through the live work units that will front Wellington Road 7. You may have had someone who needed somewhere to live and then needed a separate space for their work. Now they would be able to do that in one space, so that's bringing down their costs, Strawn said, adding she sees professional service-type businesses as ideal for this community. Overall, Strawn said the developers see this proposal as a good opportunity to add to the housing mix in Alora and give more people a chance to live there. We just see it as an excellent opportunity given its proximity to the downtown and to all of the community services that are available, Strawn said. The developers are holding an informal open house style meeting to answer questions and have a dialogue on the proposal on December 15 from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Alora Community Center on David Street.